a sinfonia by the youngest of Bach's 20 children, Johann Christian Bach, who worked most of his life in London. David Zinman leading the Netherlands Chamber Orchestra.
You are listening to WHFR Dearborn, and thank you for listening during these warm summer months, and thanks for being a part of this beautiful classical programming. We appreciate your continued support of wanting to have this programming in the Metro Detroit area, and we are going to do our best to continue to bring it your way. If you would like to get involved in a process known as underwriting, which is where your business or company sponsors or presents this classical programming, we would love to hear from you. It's a tax-deductible opportunity to continue the classical tradition here at WHFR, and it's very cost-effective. Our listeners, as you know, truly support our underwriters. Simply give me a call, WHFR General Manager Susan McGraw, at 313-845-9842, and I'll share with you how cost-effective it really is. Underwriting on WHFR.
You're listening to WHFR Dearborn, non-commercial radio from Henry Ford Community College.
This is WHFR Dearborn, and you're listening to the program called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway, and as the name of the show implies, for the next hour, we're going to be speaking about all things metaphysical. I also want to take time out right now to mention that this show marks the one-year anniversary of this show, something I'm very happy about, and they said it wouldn't last, but once again, they were wrong. I just want to point that out. And with all that being said, my special in-studio guest today is Darlene Denning, and she is a professional palm reader and numerologist. And we are going to be talking primarily about palm reading, but we will be getting into numerology as well. And with all that being said, I just want to say good morning, Darlene. Thank you for being on the show, and how are you today?
Well, first, the top of the morning to you, and happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. We're going to celebrate with some Twinkies later on, I think.
All right, you're my kind of guy.
All right.
Sugar rush.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, let's start from the beginning. And how did you get interested in metaphysics?
It was on a job interview. I was in travel for 34 years, and the company flew me to Chicago for a one-question interview. And I said, well, can I ask the question? And they said, well, no, Darlene, we're interviewing you. I said, but if I could, can I ask the question? And he said, oh, all right, what would you ask? And I said, Darlene, do you want to be vice president of sales? And he said, no, that's not the question. So I did pass. It was a five-hour interview, and the question was, list in chronological order my accomplishments. So I passed that. Then they flew me to Minneapolis. There was the real vice president of sales. And in the interview, he asked to see my hands. So I gave him my hands, and at the time, I used to bite my nails. And he says, no, not that side, Darlene, the other. So I turned over my palms, and when he was reading them, he said, left hand is what you're born with, right's actual. He said, how you are, I'm not going to hire you, but how you're supposed to be, I'd hire you in a heartbeat. And I was looking at my hands saying, what's the difference? And then I noticed my fingers were stuck together on my right hand where they were separate in my left. And I said, I think that's some kind of job discrimination.
Yes, so, it sounds like it.
So I said, wait a minute. If I do what you say, can I get the job? Well, he showed me what to do, and for 9 years I did work for him, but he did put me on probation. And that's began back in the early 90s is when I started palm reading.
Well, that's interesting. I've never heard of that as being
a job requirement.
Right. Something that you're going to go through an interview and they're going to read your palms. That's something different. So,
I guess, I have done that for other corporations since then.
Really?
It really
shows. And do you find that
people,
effective?
Very effective,
really?
Because each finger means something.
Mm-hmm.
How you hold your hand, it's like a body language.
Mm-hmm.
You can see a mile across the room if somebody's honest, dishonest.
Mm-hmm.
It all shows up in the hands.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can tell at a glance what a person is probably like?
Oh, definitely, and especially when you shake someone's hand,
mm-hmm.
the vibrations, the colors, the skin tone, the texture. As I said, each finger means something. So the pointer finger is leadership. So if they are a leader,
mm-hmm.
you would know they're longer than the ring finger.
Mm-hmm.
If the ring finger is longer, no matter if it's left hand or right hand, it makes the difference. Again, remember, left hand's what you're born with, and
mm-hmm.
right's actual. So what the gentleman, vice president, was seeing in me, my fingers, my middle finger and ring, were stuck.
Mm-hmm.
I was not acting on my decisions, and he asked me if I could separate them.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't even put a piece of hair. It hurt all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
Today, now I can separate,
right.
which means I act on my decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, I wasn't.
Mm-hmm. So you can see something in a person's hand, and even though it might be a negative thing, they can work on changing it.
Everything's always changing.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even the same person we were yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in free will. That's why God gives you gifts, and then what are you going to do with them?
Right.
That's your choice with the right hand.
Mm-hmm. So what's the left hand again?
Left is what you're born with.
What does that mean?
Means each finger has a reason. The baby finger is all about love relationships. The ring finger is work, school, your job, your career.
Mm-hmm.
Middle finger, I know all you guys out there, you probably know what that middle finger is for, but in my world, it's morals and decision making. So that's why they use the middle finger on the road a lot.
Right, yes.
People aren't making moral decisions, you know,
right.
if you're in the right lane or not. The pointer finger is leadership. You know how when your mother would say, come home, Mike,
oh,
or
yes.
shame on you, and they take the both fingers and
mm-hmm.
shame, shame, shame on you? That's leadership. The thumbs are attitudes. It's all in how you think. Thumbs up, that's good. Thumbs down is negative.
Mm-hmm.
So that begins the conversation with hands.
Mm-hmm.
Then as we go into the palms, on our palm, each line means something. And
mm-hmm.
even on the top of our hands as well as the palm itself.
Mm-hmm. What about things like knuckles and joints on a hand? Does that say something as well?
Oh, it's very important. There's a science. It's called reflexology.
Mm-hmm.
They're body parts. So it starts with the top of your fingers, which the fingertips, those are your sinuses. And your body parts works down your hand. So as you look at your hands, if you had any sinus problems, colds, when they're a little red, your tips, just
mm-hmm.
rub them with hand lotion for 5 minutes. Sit in the back of your chair, feet flat down, and that would dissipate all your sinuses. Just takes 5 minutes
mm-hmm.
to relieve the pressure, the cold. And as you move down your hands, the just below your baby finger and your ring finger is your ears. How do you hear things? And below the middle finger and pointer finger, that's your eyes. What's your eyesight? And then as you go down your hand, there's in the center upper part is your lungs, your breast, your heart. And as it moves down in the center of your hands, there's your intestines, gallbladders to your left. You've got, if there's any colors in your hand, that shows up if there's an infection.
Mm-hmm.
Cancer even shows up on hands. If you need surgery, shows up on hands. Think of your thumbs. Look at your thumbs. Some people have, yeah, thumbs up.
Yes.
Way to go, Mike.
Yes.
1 year anniversary.
Right,
yay!
Hey. Gotta love that.
He's still smiling. I
yes.
love it. Okay, where the thumb joint is, if it sticks out, that shows that's your neck. And then as it goes down your thumb in your palm, that's your backbone. And then the corner part is your shoulder. So if that's sticking out, I would say to you, say, Mike, you know, you got a bad neck. You need a better pillow.
Mm-hmm.
You know those memory foam pillows?
Right.
If you just put your hand on it, think of the pillow holding your neck all night,
mm-hmm.
whether you sleep on your tummy, on your back, whatever. So it's very important. As you go down your back, that's your spine. Some people, all their stress is in their shoulders. Your very relaxed right now. Your shoulders are down. But some people hold them up. It's kind of like they're, and there's Chris. Thumbs up on that one, eh? She carries all the stress in her shoulders. So what I would suggest strongly besides a new pillow for you, Chris, you need a massage. Get a full body massage. And then over on the opposite side of your hand is your hips. So it's like if your neck's out of whack, then it goes to your shoulders, then your hip. It's all connected, and it all shows up on your hands. What's ever on your hand also shows up on your feet, their body parts. That's reflexology.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what is the right hand? What does that represent?
That means free will. Mm-hmm. You can do what you want to do. You know, in my faith, I'm Catholic, I believe that God gives us talents, gifts. But then we have free will, and we're going to do what we're going to do. So that's what the right shows, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if you say to somebody, I think you have neck problems, and they say, Darlene, I don't think you know what you're talking about. I don't have any neck problems. What do you say to that person?
I say, personally, can you photocopy your hand? Just time date it. Let's take a picture, like a before picture. Let's invest in a new pillow. There are those memory foams, say $17.99 if you... I know I can't say where they should shop, but there's a lot of good places that are discounted. And so I said, just try for a month. Just see if it works or if it doesn't. Within a month, it'll show immediately. Then you photocopy your hand. They will feel it. They may not see it, but they will feel it.
So even if they're not aware of it,
even if you're not aware, to me, once you're aware, you're 90% there. But usually people know that something's wrong with their neck, and I just show them where it shows up.
Right.
Like, some people know your own body parts. Like, I'm thinking, let's look at the middle of the hand. If you hold your breath a lot in your lungs, does it show up? Yeah. Does it show if you're a smoker? Yes. Does it show if you have indigestion? It all shows up on your hand. So that's when I tell people how to breathe. Close your mouth. Breathe in. Now open up your mouth and let out the toxins. Then we say, watch your hands. Feel it. And it shows up.
I just want to remind everybody right now that you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And this is the show called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. And today my special guest is Darlene Denning. She is a professional palm reader and numerologist, and we're talking right now about palm reading. And I'm just curious, where did you go to learn palm reading? Was it from a book, or was there a class going on?
Well, it started back in June 5th. I guess I was going to say the year, but now you'll know I'm old.
June 5th, the year.
I graduated from high school. June 6th, I was on a plane. I went to Stanford University, and that's where I learned about dream study. And that started my metaphysical world. And then I came here to Henry Ford College.
All right.
And yes, I love it. So I spent a couple of years here. And in that, I've learned a lot of metaphysical. There are classes I've taken, not only for palm reading, landmark, value management. In fact, I teach now palm reading in 35 different schools, adult education in the Detroit area.
Is that every night of the week?
No, it's each semester, each school. It's Do Something Different. Muriel owns it, but I go to the different schools. It's like there's three classes. One class could be on tarot cards. Another class could be on angel readings. One could be reflexology, Reiki. I teach numerology and palm reading to the Detroit area. I've been doing that over 15 years now. So it's every semester I rotate the schools.
Now, when you give an initial reading of somebody's palms, what are you looking for specifically?
The first thing I do, like in my classes, I have everybody pair up. So what I teach in the class as well as individual. The first thing I do is I look, I hold your hand and shake it. So then I get a grip and I get sensations of you. It's by permission that you let me into your airspace, as I call it. The first thing I look at is the color of your skin, the texture of your skin. Some people's hands, you know, they go, oh, I'm so sweaty, I'm so sorry, Darlene. And some are so dry and some are rough. all that means something when you're doing a reading. If your hand is red, that's usually you're hypersensitive, you got high blood pressure. Let me repeat, you're hypersensitive, so we need to tone that down. Mm-hmm. The next thing, if it's dry, your hands, that means you're not drinking enough water. You need to flush your kidneys, your filtering system. Sometimes if they're really red, you could be holding in anger that shows up on the hands.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if they're speckled, red and white, that means your circulation, things aren't flowing. Does it matter if you're American, Indian, Chinese, Afro-American? Does it matter which color you are? It shows up no matter what nationality you are, no matter what. The different colors, the textures show up on your hand the same.
Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter,
what race, religion, anything like that, right? No.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
No. So it all shows up. So if you're like a workaholic and you're busy, 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 and you forget to breathe, the dryness, the little white parts in your hands, that means you're just not getting enough oxygen fluid in, and that's why it gets dry. You're like, I don't want to say crabby, but usually that's the flag reads. You gave so much at the office through your friends and relatives, it's like you're burnt out. It shows.
Mm-hmm.
Versus now the hands that sweat, well, they're nervous, but they're usually very caring people.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're sweaty palms, that's a good thing. It's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, people get nervous about that, I think, when they have palms of sweat. They're embarrassed by that because they don't want to shake somebody's hand because it doesn't feel quite right.
Right.
But that doesn't really matter?
No, I say take your hand, put it across your clothes, and then put out your hand and shake it. You know, just wipe it off. It's better. See, I prefer someone that would have a little bit of sweat on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
They're feeling, they're caring, they're in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
If you have the people that are dry, they gave all their energy away,
mm-hmm.
and they're not really focused. Usually the people that are nervous, they're in the moment. They're here. They're present.
Right.
They're available to you.
Mm-hmm. So you can tell just by a person's handshake, whether it's firm or weak, what a person's
like.
Put out
your hand. See when we shake here, see how there's like a little air space in between?
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, you're not as open as you think you are to me. When our skin is flat to flat,
mm-hmm.
then you're in the game. But when you have a little, like I call a hollow space,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tell you everything, darling, you know. Even though it's your one-year anniversary, and I'm going to find out everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what
but you
But
you're
think.
A little cautious,
yes,
you know.
Well.
And so it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So these are just the little things that you pick up as
right.
you interact with a person's palms?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, it all means something.
Right.
Well, it's all to your own interpretation. That's why I think it's so much fun in my classes when I'll line up people. I say, okay, all the people with the red hands, stand up here. Well, then if you're in the audience and yours is white, you realize now there's a theme with
mm-hmm.
the people. Then you see the ones that are dry skin. It's all of a sudden you start categorizing and they're all different personality types. It all shows up.
Mm-hmm.
We're all individuals. I mean, we all have our own fingertips.
Right.
And what's that called? The thumbprints.
Mm-hmm.
We're all different that way. But even in that shows a lot. Now, in India, they just take all the information off the thumb print.
Mm-hmm.
That tells whether the swirls, all different markings, tells their whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Americans, we're not like that. We do the whole hand.
Mm-hmm.
But if different races have different parts of the hands too.
Right. So it depends on who's actually doing the reading
right.
and what country it is.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I've been blessed. As I said, I was in travel for 34 years. So I've been to 89 countries in this world.
Mm-hmm.
So people from all over the world with my website, they photocopy their hands, mail me their photo, you know, their handprints. I tape record it, and then I mail back the information.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I do from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you travel in conjunction with reading palms, or was
yes.
this due to some other job?
No, with Continental Airlines.
Oh, okay.
I'm on my 12th year. Every January, they fly me down to their headquarters at Houston, Texas,
mm-hmm.
and I read their management, and, well, they're managers, directors, and some vice presidents. Mm-hmm. So we do, every year, their agenda. We work with their people, their staff. Like if you're a manager, Mike, and you have 10 people report to you, I help you strategize, work with your people. Mm-hmm. That's what I do every year for Continental.
Right.
In fact, they just emailed me the other day wanting, they've got some issues going on. Hey, can I come the fall again? Mm-hmm. So I'll be back again.
So it really serves a purpose to actually read a person's palms and to see what's going on with companies? Is
oh,
that
it does.
Possible?
There's so, definitely, not to name names, but a company that takes pictures. I strategize with him every month that we work with his human resources, the people that they hire. There's many corporations that have me work with their staff mm-hmm. to improve, to get them up to speed. That's why I use the numerology mm-hmm. in conjunction. When I use numerology, that's telling me where they are right now. That's the first step. So mm-hmm. when back to your question, what's the first thing I do besides check their color? I ask their birth date and month. I don't need to know their year, mm-hmm. but if you get a full reading, then I need your year. But that's all on the hands. Everything's time dated.
Mm-hmm. So that there are different, I guess, eras that a person lives through, and you can tell by a person's hands what particular, I guess, thing they're going through at
right.
any particular time?
Right, right. And I can go back in history. Mm-hmm. I could go back in childhood. Every line on the hand tells a story, and I can time date it and tell mm-hmm. them. I can tell if they had an abortion or miscarriage. I can tell if they're abused. I can tell if they're an alcoholic. I can tell if they had drug problems. If they were a victim mm-hmm. of rape or molest, it all shows up on the hands.
Really?
So you're never, I mean, there's a lot of private, and as I tape record all my readings, and I give the tape to the person. Mm-hmm. I believe what's said there stays there, but then they take off with it.
Right.
But I, as a teacher, I think it's very important to acknowledge if you have been a victim mm-hmm. Of rape, incest, whatever, that you survived it. And not that it's a badge of courage, but I acknowledge it because I think it's very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I think everybody needs to be recognized. For if you've had pain and you're on the other side of it, then I say congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Well, how accurate is that by reading a person's palm and being able
100%.
To tell that?
100%.
Really? Can you
yeah.
tell about what age these
yeah,
things
exactly.
happen?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
Exactly. I can tell.
So you can tell if someone was, I don't know, molested at the age of five, something
five,
like that?
Five, three, two, one, yeah, mm-hmm. no matter how old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You can tell if they had a parent that was an alcoholic. You can tell if which parent even, the male or female parent,
really?
That shows up on the hand.
Mm-hmm.
It shows, well, here, this is a lead-in part of the hand. In the palm, where there's main lines, there's two lines per line.
Mm-hmm.
Example, in your heart line, the top line, there's two lines.
Mm-hmm.
One's your physical, one's your emotion. So when they're separate, you're not in sync. When they're together, you are. So sometimes it looks like a cyclone fence. You're not together, you're together, you're not together. It kind of crosses.
Mm-hmm.
It all shows. It's all time dated.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell when you're depressed if the lines go down. If the lines go up, you've accomplished, you've achieved, you're on the other side. When there are a lot of down parts, that's depression. It all shows. It shows your mind, your body, and your spirit in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
Will a person's hands change over time so that it does affect their lives in different ways?
Oh, yes. That's why I tell everybody, please photocopy your hand, time date it.
Mm-hmm.
Then with the tape, I say, hit right in everything that I say. Next month, photocopy it again. You are different. Mike, you're not... Okay, example. We're celebrating your anniversary. Again, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yes. A year ago, if you photocopied your hand and today, a year later, your hands are majorly different because you're not even the same person.
Mm-hmm.
You're with this career, your celebration, the anniversary, all your ups and downs that you've gone through shows up on your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you, and see, you're using body parts. You're using the throat, which is, say, number 20 on my chart of reflexology, but it's in the web by your thumb. If you weren't a radio personality and you didn't broadcast and you didn't speak up, your hands would be different.
Mm-hmm.
It's always changing. We're not even the same person we were yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Example, how you were before you had a child, once you had a child, it shows up on your hand. How you were before your raise, now you're different. It all shows on mm-hmm. your hand.
Well, can you tell things like the difference between perhaps somebody has several children, and you can tell the difference between each child
right.
when
you
they
can,
were pregnant?
I can tell the births, the sex, if mm-hmm. they're boys, if they're girls, if they have miscarriages, if they had abortion. Usually I can, in fact, there was one class, a student came to me, and I was telling him, I said, you're in a lawsuit about a paternity, but that's not your child. Because it didn't match
mm-hmm.
his hand. It wasn't his seed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, he did have sex with a girl, but it didn't show. There was no birth line that shows up on your hand.
Really?
Yeah. So, in my humble opinion, I said, you know, I would go to court, pay for all the paternity testing. You're not the dad. And sure enough, that's how it turned out. He couldn't thank me enough. He
yeah.
was willing to step up to the plate.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I said it wasn't his child.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I help people.
Mm-hmm. And just real quickly, I want to mention that you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And you're listening to Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway, and my special guest today is Darlene Denning. And she is a professional palm reader and numerologist, and we're talking right now primarily about palm reading. But one thing I wanted to ask you about, everybody seems to be interested in their lifeline.
Right.
Now, how does that change, or does it change at
all?
Oh,
it changes, and I say, thank you God, it changes.
Mm-hmm.
I have three sons, and my third son, his lifeline stopped right near the top.
Mm-hmm.
So anyone out there, that's not a good sign. But today, the son's 24 years old, thank you God.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, his father and I were going through a divorce. And his life truly did stop. He was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The better news is that was his left and his right matched.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years later, then it started a whole new lifeline. As
really?
I said, he's 24. Does it change? You better believe it. Because, see, we have free will.
Mm-hmm.
What he was born with showed a long lifetime, but he took it very personal.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very hard on him.
Mm-hmm.
And it does show up in your lifeline.
Right.
It shows every time you're married. It shows the good and the bad and the indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
It shows, like on mine, 38, I did celebrate. I got divorced. And see how the two lines show?
Mm-hmm.
It shows up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the good news.
Right. So it's possible that whenever you change in life, your palms are also going to change. And
they
you can
are.
Tell.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Your fingers change, your hands change, textures change, direction, it all encompasses. It all tells a story. And that's what I do. I interpret your story. Everyone has one.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it everybody has a drama. I personally prefer it as a story.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you look at somebody's hand and they do have a short lifeline, do you tell them that, you know what, you're not going to be around in 5 years or anything like that? Or do you just tell them that they can improve it and elongate it?
Well, I'll tell you a story. I believe in free will.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in a heartbeat, I personally had kidney issues. And the doctor's telling my family I'm full of cancer, I'm going to die. And I'm going, not on my watch. I don't believe that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I kept telling the doctor, stop it. Should have known when his name was Dr. Payne, but
yeah.
I said, stop it.
That's
don't
your
go
first
there.
Clue, right?
Yeah, that was my first clue and my last. I said, stop
mm-hmm.
it. But even so, with that being said, we are at choice. How do we want to heal ourselves? Are we going to take corrective action? Are we going to just shrivel up and die? Do we believe
mm-hmm.
it? I'm a fighter. I say, not on my watch. So with that being said, I metaphysically had my girlfriend I was in a pool, and I said, I just have to say these positive affirmations over and over and over again. I'm going to burst this tumor I caught it like a hairball. It was stuck in between the kidney and the ureter, and my kidney was collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept saying, it's not cancer. I know what it looks like, and my hands are not cancer. So with that being said, I burst the tumor, went to U of M hospital on November 22nd years ago, and I said, so you need to know, doctor, this was the worst pain of my life. But I don't have cancer, and I don't have the tumor anymore. And he says, yeah, right, Darlene. Let's go put you through the MRI, the CAT scan. And he says, Darlene, you're my second patient in 30 years. Go home. There is no tumor. Now, does it show up on my hand? You better believe it. It looks like a burst balloon. But it shows. Everything impacts. If you had your kidneys out, if you had your appendix out, if you had a child, it shows. Every surgery shows up on your hand.
Right. So if you go to the doctor, you always take whatever he tells you with a grain of salt?
No, I believe in doctors. Thank God for doctors. But I also say we have free will. And if they say you're going to die, you know, if I'm not feeling that sick and I look things over, I don't give my power away and believe them. I research, and that's where I believe we're at free choice. There was a dear woman, a California patient of mine. She just called. I mean, she was in town. That's how I met her, and now she moved out to California. She called me a couple weeks ago in May, and she has five different kinds of cancer. She metaphysically, I don't know what you want to say, removed them, healed them, and then poof, they're all gone. She started feeling bad again, and she went to the doctors and said, it's back. And she was complaining about her neighbor. She said, oh, Darlene, they're making so much noise. I just want quiet. And I said, oh, Cindy, I said, you're not going to believe this. Go to those neighbors and ask them, can you sit in front of them and let them do all the drumming and the flute playing around you? She said, Darlene, I hate the sound. I said, but that's your cure. She says, what are you talking about? I don't even like them. I says, well, just on the off chance, I'm letting you know I'm seeing the cure. She walked next door. It's in Vineyard area. She knocked and tapped on the door. The woman, come to find out, is a very famous chef in San Francisco area. She said, I'm supposed to go to work, but she said, I'm going to take the night off. In fact, we're going to have a block party. I'm going to pull my whole band in. We are going to honor you. We're going to put you in the middle, and we're going to drum. We're going to do. So she had this great meal. One neighbor did Reiki on her, and for an hour and a half, drummed on her. Cindy calls me, and she says, Darlene, everything shifted on, this was like Saturday night. Tuesday, she went to the doctor and had blood work. All the cancer was gone. Now, is that a fluke? Did it show up in her hands? Yes, it did. Did it go away? Yes, it did. But that's mind over matter.
Right.
So I believe in these things. That's my personal belief.
Well, that's pretty amazing that that took place in just a few days' time.
It was in within the 24 hours. She knew when she walked away, because it just came back. That wasn't her energy. She had to remove it. And she did. She let them. And then there was just so many wonderful things that came out of that story, but that's just cutting to the chase. That's just one of many, many, many stories.
And I just want to remind all of our loyal listeners that you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. And this is the program called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. And today my special guest is Darlene Denning, and she is a professional palm reader and numerologist. And we're talking a lot about palm reading and a little bit about numerology as well. But one thing I wanted to ask you, we did talk a little bit about the lifeline and the heart line. What other lines are there?
What's important is the headline, the thought process. Does it mean if I have a short headline I'm stupid? No.
I hope not.
No. Well, Mike, I saw yours.
Yes,
this is really long.
All right. Okay.
Oh, he's
well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, really. He's high intelligence. Well, what it does show, seriously, is your thought process. How are you emotionally? Sometimes when the line goes down, that's depression. Does bipolar show up in the hand? Yes. Does depression? Yes. Does it show if you're going to get a scholarship? Yes. It shows if you're high intelligence. It also shows if you're not using your God-given talents, if you're lazy, if you're bored. Mm-hmm. Remember when I was saying every line on the hand has two lines.
Right.
There's your emotional and physical. So you might physically show up to class every day, but if you're not there, it also shows.
Mm-hmm.
It also shows in between the heart line, how are you emotionally? How are you engaged in relationships in your head? And then there's lines in between the head and the heart. That shows how intuitive you are.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a giver? Are you a taker? Are you selfish? It all shows up on the hands.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, the other line besides the lifeline, the headline, hardline, is your career, your fate, F-A-T-E. Like, what am I going to be when I grow up? Sometimes there's two or three lines.
Mm-hmm.
There's my line for 34 years that was straight travel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once I turn older, all of a sudden, I'm late in life bloomer. That's palm reading,
mm-hmm.
full time. Does it show up on your hands? Yes. Does it show if you have two careers? Does it show if you're a mother? Are you a father? Are you a caregiver? Are you a taker? It all shows up on your hand. What else shows up? Are you creative? Are you going to write books? Are you musically inclined?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the other day I was reading a client, and out of nowhere I just touched her hand. I said, oh, your son's going to hear from Interlock, and he's going to get a scholarship. And she says, oh, no, Darlene, we filed a long time ago. You know, we never heard from them. I said, oh, well, I see him there with a scholarship. She called me 2 weeks later, and she said, he got there. In fact, he played, I don't want to say with Andre Previn, but he did with somebody very famous.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, time dated. It all shows up on the hand. The other thing that shows up on the hand is show me the money.
Mm-hmm. That's important.
Yeah. Mike, show me your hand. Let me show you where the money is. It's just below the pointer finger, which is leadership.
Mm-hmm.
See, is there a little pouchy? Is there like a little poof? Is there like a little mound? Is there like, if you push your finger, it looks like a pillow?
Uh-huh. And if it's not, you're not going to make money? Is that what you're saying to
it
me?
It says you're spending it faster than you're making it.
Okay.
See, sometimes our left hand is pretty chubby, and it's, ooh, there's a lot of cushion. And then I look at the right hand, ooh, it's a little bony. Well, that means I'm spending it faster than I'm making it, but it shows who I was meant to be. Money isn't my issue.
Mm-hmm.
It's where I can always find money. I'm very resourceful. If I need it, I can move money around and it can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody says, oh, Darlene, I'm so broke, I don't know this, I look at their hands and I go, liar, liar, your pants on fire, look at, and then you see that. It's what you're doing with it, that's a whole different
right.
thing.
Right. So you like to point out potential as well as what's actually going on,
right? Right, right. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
I also like to show out with people when we were talking about the lifeline, how it wraps around. And when it wraps around the thumb,
mm-hmm.
usually my sentence is, you're older than dirt. When you wrap that, when you can't see it on your hands anymore,
mm-hmm.
that's you're in the high 80s, 90s. And more people, where there's strong lines, they're going to be 100.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of people in my readings that are going to be breaking 100. A lot of baby boomers.
Mm-hmm.
That are nowadays, one, we don't even look like we're old. Two, we don't even act like it. And thank God for hair dye. And they live longer.
Right. But can you tell things like if a person is going to get cancer perhaps years down the road or some other illness or disease?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It all shows up on the hand, and I give them hints what to watch for. In fact, tonight before I came here, there was this gentleman. He had like a marking.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, watch, please photocopy it, time and date. I'm a great believer in that, photocopy, time and date. Watch it if it turns colors. There was a little brown spot. I said, it's your gallbladder.
Mm-hmm.
And he countered, he said, I just went to the doctor. And he says, I have a problem with the gallbladder, but he says, I don't feel it yet. I said, no, you don't feel it, because left hand's where the mark is, but the right, you're clear.
Mm-hmm.
But I will let you know. When you feel it, you will know it. But you can know ahead of time if you watch. It's like a freckle. Think of it that way. Freckles can be dark brown. They can be red, burgundy, black, all different colors. I don't want to say don't be stupid, but watch it. Monitor
mm-hmm.
it. You know, ignoring it is not going to let it go away. But you can be proactive. You
right.
can go to the doctor, get tests.
Mm-hmm.
And I will always point out the good, the bad. But I will never say anything negative.
Mm-hmm.
I believe in free will.
Mm-hmm. Right. That does play a part.
Oh, it's a huge part.
Mm-hmm.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
It's mind and attitude.
Right. But can you advise somebody just by looking at their palms on what kind of career they should have or
yes, definitely.
Who they should marry, perhaps, anything like that?
Well, the married part, I am a matchmaker. No,
oh, really?
Just joking. I have matchmade some people together, and they've all worked out. But it does show up, speaking of marriage, show up on the side of your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Again, left's what you're born with. So I was born with really one line, but now there's two. Because in my age, as I got older, then it shows I should be married twice.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Catholic. I was only married 22 years. Then all of a sudden, a couple of years ago, the second line showed. Now, am I with anybody? No, I was looking for a gentleman. But it says I will be married twice. It shows up on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
It's all time dated. According to this, I've met him. My eyes have met it. That shows up. So I would point that out mm-hmm. to different people. If your eyes have met. In here, just below the baby finger, would show the children, the grandchildren, and the great-grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
So, usually if you have a long lifeline and it shows great-grandkids, usually I count them and let them know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to have 9, 10, 13 great-grandchildren, so don't plan on dying now.
Yeah, right. But now, something like marriage, if it shows you're going to be married twice, are you actively looking for somebody? I mean, just because somebody says that to you doesn't mean that it's going to happen.
This is true. See that free will.
Okay.
But I also say you have a possibility of two loves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people have to kiss a lot of toads before they get the right guy.
It happens, yes.
Yes, it does.
Or girls, too, you know.
I saw you, Chris.
Yes.
You raised your hand.
Yes, my producer, Kristen, has acknowledged that.
Yeah, and that's the good news. It's fun kissing. So, but mm-hmm. it shows up on the hand, too. There's some people that could have three or four or five, but only been married once.
Mm-hmm.
But they, and it also shows time date when they're going to get married.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I do the senior high school lock-ins in the Detroit area.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some girls that had a lot. And I said, you're only going to be married once. It only showed one marriage. But yes, they're going to have fun in college.
Mm-hmm.
And then I casually mention use protection.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, that's important.
Yes, because that shows too.
Right.
You know.
So it shows if you're not going to be married as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. And it does show if you're gay, too.
Really?
That does show up on your hands if you're lesbian or gay.
Now, what if you say to somebody, "I think you're gay," but they haven't come out of the closet, so to speak?
Will they personally say, wouldn't say that.
Okay.
I don't go there. That's,
mm-hmm.
Your sexual preference is your own choice. Again, we all have our own private things. It's like when you meet somebody, it doesn't matter what they do in bed. That's their privacy.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather know about you as a person. Are you a singer, a dancer? Let's have fun.
Right.
That's more important.
Right. Find out what a person enjoys in life.
Right. Who they are,
mm-hmm.
not what they do in their bedroom. It's not important. I think everybody should think like that,
mm-hmm.
in my humble opinion.
Yes, in your humble opinion. Yes. It's very humble, right?
Yes, in my humble opinion, yes.
And I just want to remind everybody once again that you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the program called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway, and my special guest today is Darlene Denning, and she is a professional palm reader and numerologist. And we're talking about palm reading, and now, you also tie in numerology. How does that work with palm reading?
It's based on your birth date.
Mm-hmm.
There's 9 life cycles.
Right.
So you take your birth month, like you, can I say it out loud, you're November?
Yes.
Oh, I can't? It's already been
yes,
said.
Yes, right. Oops. No, it's no secret.
Yes.
You know,
we
I
love birthday cards, November 6th.
Yes.
Everybody, on his birthday, send
uh-huh.
in. It's important. So we take November 11 and 6. We add them together, 17. In numerology, we're always adding and adding and adding
mm-hmm.
until we get to the lowest number.
Right.
So 11, 16 is 17. 1 plus 7 is 8. Last year was your birthday, so we take 2006. Add 2 and 6 together is?
8.
8 and 8 is?
I'm not as dumb as I look.
I know, isn't
16,
he precious?
Yes.
16. 1 and 6 is?
7.
Okay, there are 9 life cycles.
Mm-hmm.
1 is new beginnings. 2 is when you speak up and tell everybody what you want. Back to the 1, that's your the only time in 9 years that you're allowed to be selfish because you're laying the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
2, you got to tell everybody what you want. third year life cycle is all about relationships. Then you tell everybody what you want and they help you, co-workers, friends, family. Fourth year, that's my life cycle. My mm-hmm. birthday, if you want to send me cards, is January 12th.
112. Remember that.
Yes, remember. Okay. And I celebrate the whole month, so you're not wrong.
Okay.
So January 112 is 13, cut to the chase. 2007 is this year. Mm-hmm. So 2 plus 7 is 9.
Right.
I'm in my fourth year life cycle, which is I'm not supposed to be doing any of the work. I'm supposed to be resting, mm-hmm. even though this is your show. Looks like you're resting, and I don't do that. But I'm the guest, so that's okay. Next year, 5, that's change. It's the best. When it was your one-year life cycle, you were laying the foundation. You're halfway there. When you're in the fifth year, you can mm-hmm. change. And I always say, what do you change? You change your attitude. You change your thinking. That's the good news. The sixth year is all about your health. Your family. So that's when you need to go to the dentist, go to the eye doctor, get the pap smear if you're a woman, go get the mammogram. Guys, get your prostate checked. That's a benchmark where everything's good.
Mm-hmm.
Then the seventh year, which you are, oh precious, now you have a choice. Things can be frustrating or spiritual. Thank you, God. If things are frustrated, you only need to know one word.
And that is?
Next.
Next cycle.
Next, which means you have a choice. Usually you're forcing things to happen. You're trying mm-hmm. to be the perfectionist. If the timing isn't right, next, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Put the toys down. Who cares? Next. And then it's, oh, thank you, God. Everything's working out fine.
Mm-hmm.
The best cycle, well, they're all good. But the next one I like is the eighth year, is success.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do, Mike, is get out of the house.
Really?
And show up. Do nothing but get out of the house.
All right. That's easy.
Yeah, there you go. And then you're successful.
Mm-hmm.
The last one, the ninth year, is endings. Doesn't mean you're going to die. You're going to end all the things for the past 9 years that no longer serve your best interest.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell everybody, have that garage sale. Declutter. Get rid of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And make the money.
Right.
And then after ending, starts all over again. It goes back to one.
So it just keeps cycling and cycling?
Cycling. And so on your hands, everything's time-dated. That's how I can tell you. My first question is, when's your birthday?
Mm-hmm.
I figure where you are in your life cycle now. Then I can go back and time-date when you got married, when you had the child, because it all works.
Mm-hmm.
It's a science.
Right. What if somebody has a disease on their hands? Maybe they have psoriasis or anything like that. Does that affect your readings?
Funny you should say psoriasis. Do you know I had it for 12 years?
Really?
But I just found out July 1st, it's a dairy. I was allergic to dairy. So anybody out there that has psoriasis, that's that skin disorder where your body gets so scaly,
mm-hmm.
quit dairy products. Mine cured
really?
In a month. Look at this. It's a miracle.
Mm-hmm.
I love my life.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you do.
Yeah, but on the side conversation, back to your question, I was so excited about got rid of the psoriasis.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does show up on your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And then I forgot your question. I apologize.
Well, just was it psoriasis, if that shows up, or any disease on the hand, will that affect your reading?
No. In fact, there was this one, beautiful young cheerleader. She fell, and she's now quadriplegic.
Mm.
So her hands were all, what's that called? Where it's like, I don't want to say deformed, but they're amperfeeding. They're amperfeeding.
Yes.
They're
mm-hmm.
all just twisted.
Right.
But, and she was on a breath, the thing through her throat, breath.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm pulling her hands apart and reading, it showed that she was going to have an accident. Does it show she's going to die? No, which was really interesting. It showed that her lungs are improving.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you're going to be off the respirator. And she acknowledged and said that was her whole focus.
Mm-hmm.
I read her in March. In June, she was off that thing through the throat to breathe.
Mm-hmm. She was breathing on her own?
I mean, she was breathing on her own.
Mm-hmm.
So does that show up in her hand? You better believe it. Now, does it matter if you're left hand or right hand? No. Left's what you're born with. Right is, again, your free will.
Mm-hmm.
People in their left hand say they're in their right mind. It's right. A joke. It doesn't matter. You know, what if they don't have a hand? You know, what if one's gone? Whatever it is, it shows up on the one hand. Everything shows up.
Mm-hmm. So if somebody goes through a fire or something like that, can you still do a palm reading?
Oh, you better believe it.
Really?
If they're missing fingers, you can still read. It all shows up. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I also read auras, too, and that changes, too. Okay. So when you read that, it's kind of a combination.
Right. I'm not trying to be funny here, but if a person doesn't have any hands, can you help them at all?
Yeah, I have done. Mm-hmm. They're stubs, meaning they don't. It starts at the wrist or it starts at the elbow and that.
Right.
Usually there's something that I read, so of their hands.
Mm-hmm.
But that's usually because I'm psychic and I'm clairvoyant, too.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the hands, but being the palm reader, it helps if I have their hands.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I wanted to know also is how much of it is just intuitive on your part when you give a reading?
Well, that's a good question, Mike. When I teach, I believe we are all intuitive. Mm-hmm. I believe we all have gifts and we have to focus. I've just been very blessed that I concentrate and I'm in your airspace, and in my concentration, is it psychic? Is it intuitive? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel anybody can learn to read palms?
Oh, I do. That's why I teach it. Mm-hmm. I believe every one of us should, because it's a very helpful tool on how to communicate. And that's the whole point.
Mm-hmm. And the more you practice, the better you get?
The better, better. Practice, practice.
Mm-hmm. You give your own readings to yourself, or do you have somebody else give you readings?
Oh, I'm always looking at my hands every day.
Oh,
yeah. Especially, how many times do you, got a paper cut. Ooh, this is crooked. Ooh, my fingernail. Ooh, that broke. It all means something. And that I am aware of. Many friends say, oh, Darlene, I just broke my nail. I go, which finger, which hand? Oh, I just cut myself. Oh, what does that mean? In fact, that reminds me of a dear friend, Carol. She only showed two marriages, and she was married twice, and they just didn't work out, and she was carving an apple, and she cut a new line. I go, that's one way to get a line to get another
marriage. That's the hard way, isn't it?
Yeah, cut it. She didn't mean to. She goes, oh, what does this mean? I go, you cut yourself with an apple. That's what it means, but it's a new love line.
Mm-hmm.
So
even a person's scars can give a different reading?
Right, they do. They usually do. And that's the story. Mm-hmm. That's the story that comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has a story.
Right. Generally speaking, how much do you charge for a reading?
I tape record a half hour. I discount is $50 per half hour.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a party, you're free. Mm-hmm. So I say minimum 5 people, and then I do like 5 half-hour readings. And then the hostess is free.
Mm-hmm. Or host.
Or host.
Let's not be sexist here.
This is true. Oh,
yes. Never know.
More men. I insist. We have more men.
Okay.
Have a party.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, how could they do so?
Area code 734-416-0988 is my home. Or I have an awesome website, www.palmreading.com.
Okay. And you said you also teach in the public schools?
Right.
Mm-hmm. So
through Do Something Different.
Right.
I prefer to go through my website.
Okay.
Again, www.palmreadingsbydarlene.
Okay. Well, it's been very, very interesting.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
We could go on,
don't
think.
Don't you just love this?
Yes, right. Uh-huh. It's very, very good. I've enjoyed this whole conversation.
Thank you.
And with that being said, Darlene, thank you very much for being on the show, and possibly we'll get you back here someday.
Oh, that would be exciting. Thank you so much, and happy anniversary.
Well, thank you, and thank you for being here. Hello and welcome back to the show called Metaphysically Speaking. I'm your host, Mike Holloway. And you are listening to WHFR.FM, the station that is making waves. Right now, I want to take time out to thank my special guest for today, Darlene Denning, who is a professional palm reader and numerologist. I do appreciate the fact that she was on the show. I thought she was an excellent guest, very interesting, so I hope you enjoyed that interview as well. And I would also like to thank Kristen Risbeck, my producer. I mentioned earlier on the show that this is the one-year anniversary of this show, and she has been with me the entire year, and I really do appreciate all of the work that she's done. I could not put this show on without her, so I really do appreciate all of her efforts. And she's also got a new project going on, and she is the editor and publisher of Behind the Scenes magazine. It's a magazine devoted to media and the arts. It's monthly, it's free, and it can be picked up at finer establishments everywhere. So if you do see an issue of Behind the Scenes magazine, please pick it up. And right now, it's time for the psychic events calendar. And all of these events are coming from the Phenoma News. So if you want a complete listing, pick up the latest edition of Phenoma News, and you can get a great listing of all the different events that are coming up, either weekly or the special events as well. And right now we're going to concentrate on the special events coming up. And starting on Sunday, August 19th, will be Maria Shaw's Psychic Fun Fair and Healing Arts Day. That's going to be from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Flint School of Therapeutic Massage, and that's off Hill Road and U.S. 23. Admission is $10, and that includes a free lunch, massages, and workshops all day. For more information, you may call 1-810-767-1000. And coming up on Wednesday, August 22nd, will be Transformational Breathing. It is powerful and life-changing. It is also very blissful. And that's going to be held at Body Works. For more information, you may call 734-416-5200. Coming up on Monday, August 27th, will be the Shaman Healing Fire Circle. And that's held on the full moon and new moon monthly days. And they will do drumming, chanting, and Mother Earth healing. That's going to be held at 7:30 p.m. in Southfield. For more information, you may contact Teresa. And the telephone number there is 586-573-8409. And coming up on Thursday, September 13th, will be a class called The Healer Development 101. It's going to last for six Thursdays from 7 to 10 p.m. starting on the 13th of September. And this is a class where they work on intuition development, psychic boundaries, guardian angels, and also things like aura readings. And it's only $240. And for more information, you may call Eve Wilson at 248-545-3928. And that's going to do it for the special events psychic calendar. Again, if you want a complete listing, pick up the latest edition of Phenoma News. And earlier in the show, we were talking to Darlene, and we were discussing free will, and she is a believer in the fact that we do have free will, and I do agree with her. And with that in mind, I'm going to read something from Dr. Wayne Dyer's book called 10 Secrets for Success and Inner Peace. And we're going to concentrate on the 10th secret. And that secret is, wisdom is avoiding all thoughts that weaken you. And I'm going to read the last few paragraphs of this particular chapter. And it goes like this. The most empowering thoughts you can have are those of peace, joy, love, acceptance, and willingness. These thoughts don't create a counterforce. Powerful, joyful, loving thoughts stem from your willingness to allow the world to be as it is. Then you're in a state of inner bliss where serenity replaces fighting, reverence for all of life substitutes for craving and anxiety, and understanding supplants scorn. You become an optimist. Rather than seeing the glass as half empty, it's always half full. All of this is nothing more than a conscious decision on your part to be in charge of your thinking. Be aware at any given moment in your life that you always have a choice about the thoughts you allow in your mind. No one else can put a thought there. Regardless of the circumstances you find yourself in, it is your choice. Choose to replace disempowering, weakening thoughts with thoughts of a higher spiritual frequency. Don't convince yourself that it can't be done or it's easier said than done. Your mind is yours to control. You are the creator and selector of your thoughts. You can change them at will. It is your God-given inheritance, your corner of freedom that no one can take away. No one can have control of your thoughts without your consent. So choose to avoid thoughts that weaken you, and you will know true wisdom. It is your choice. And with all that being said, I just want to thank everybody for listening to Metaphysically Speaking. Like I said, we've been on the air for a year now, and I'm very, very happy about that. Our next show will be next month, September 15th, so come back for another edition of Metaphysically Speaking at that time. We are always on the third Saturday of every month at 10 a.m. So once again, I just want to say thank you for listening and have a great day.
You're listening to 89.3 WHFR Dearborn, non-commercial radio from Henry Ford Community College. It's 11 o'clock, and it's time for Light from the Underground. Good morning. My name is Bill Keith. It's a pleasure to be here with you on what looks like it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful Saturday. Here's some music from Over the Rhine to start us off. This is from their album Live from Nowhere, Volume 2, and it's a song called I Want You to Be My Love. You're listening to 89.3.
One, two, three, four.